This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. More foreign nationals prepared to leave the besieged Gaza Strip on Thursday as the enclave's Hamas-run government said at least 195 Palestinians died in Israeli air attacks on a refugee camp. Israel said its airstrikes on Tuesday and Wednesday killed two Hamas military leaders. Israel said Hamas had command centers and other terror infrastructure under, around, and within civilian buildings, intentionally endangering Gazan citizens. UN human rights officials said the airstrikes could be considered war crimes. Hamas is a U.S.-designated terrorist group. Americans are among the hundreds of foreign nationals and seriously injured Palestinians allowed to leave Gaza for the first time since the Israel-Hamas war began. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
The departures into Egypt followed the release of four hostages held by Hamas and the rescue of an Israeli soldier.
American citizens are able to exit today as part of the first group of probably over 1,000.
President Biden's hailing it as a win for diplomacy. The State Department says more Americans will follow. Spokesman Matthew Miller says Secretary of State Antony Blinken will head to the Middle East this week as international criticism of Israel's war in Gaza ramps up. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The head of the United Nations Palestinian Refugee Agency visited Gaza on Wednesday for the first time since Israel started bombarding the Strip on October 7th following the deadly attack by Hamas in southern Israel.
I never ever have seen something similar in Gaza when I came before after conflict.
Philippe Lazzarini earlier this week warned the UN Security Council that Palestinians were being subjected to forced displacement and collective punishment. This is VOA News. Some in Kenya have criticized Britain's King Charles III for not going far enough after he expressed his deepest regret for colonial-era abuses in Kenya, but did not outright apologize during a visit to Nairobi this week. Reuters correspondent Emma Jell reports.
Some 90,000 Kenyans were killed or maimed in the period known as the Emergency, according to the Kenya Human Rights Commission. 160,000 were detained, with many subjected to torture. United Nations investigators have also said that British colonialists committed gross human rights violations against hundreds of thousands of people in western Kenya over decades. That included land expropriation, killings, and sexual violence.
That was Reuters correspondent Emma Jell. A group of lawmakers in the U.S. House of Representatives have failed in their effort to expel one of their more controversial colleagues. AP correspondent Lisa Dwyer has details.
Representative George Santos has easily survived a vote to expel him from the House of Representatives, as most Republicans opted to withhold punishment as both its criminal trial and a House Ethics Committee investigation proceed. The effort to kick Santos out of the House was led by his fellow New York Republicans, who are anxious to distance themselves from a colleague infamous for fabricating his life story. He's accused of stealing from donors, lying to Congress, and receiving unemployment benefits that he did not deserve. But the vast majority of Republicans and more than 30 Democrats voted against expelling Santos. The House has expelled only 5 members in its history, 3 during the Civil War and 2 after their convictions on public corruption charges. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
And after 63 years in existence, the Texas Rangers are finally champions of U.S. Major League Baseball. The Rangers defeated the Arizona Diamondbacks 5-0 Wednesday night to win the 2023 World Series by a margin of 4-1. The game was scoreless in the seventh inning when Mitch Garver drove in the Rangers' first run. The franchise began its Major League Baseball history in 1961 as the Washington Senators. They reached the World Series in 2010 and 2011. Join VOA's Flashpoint Global Crises as we delve into the heart of the world's most pressing conflicts and crises, from the Israel-Hamas war to the Russian-Ukraine war, as well as regional hotspots spanning from Asia to Africa and beyond. And remember, for more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. We also have an app you can download. Just search for VOA News. I'm Richard Green, reporting for VOA News.